Hi, I'm Peter James. Aristotle, who was born in 384 BC, was one of the last people who would have been capable, during his lifetime, of reading everything that had ever been written. Many centuries later, Copernicus, born in 1473, was about the last person who could have physically read, in his lifetime, everything written in his own language. Today, a single edition of a broadsheet newspaper contains more information than the average person in the 17th century absorbed in a lifetime. And in the UK currently, 20 new titles are published every hour. This is both good and bad. For the Author's Studio section of my YouTube channel, peterjames.com/YouTube, I've interviewed many hundreds of novelists, from global mega-sellers such as Lee Child, Kathy Reichs, Michael Connelly, Ian Rankin, Val McDermid, along with some first-timers. One of the questions I ask all of them is what writing tip they can give. And many reply, read, read, read. It's the advice I give to everyone who tells me they want to become an author, too. Read the books that have inspired you. Read the books of the kind you would like to write, which have been huge bestsellers. Study them and don't be afraid to deconstruct them. If you were learning to be a motor mechanic, you would deconstruct car engines to see how they work. Writing, at one level, is a craft, too. Take books apart. Try to figure out what made them work so well. The things that made you engage with the characters and that kept you reading right to the very last line. Spare a thought for Aeschylus, one of the very first writers of fiction, back in the 5th century BC. There were no books, as we know them, in his time, so he penned plays of which Prometheus Bound was arguably one of the very first. The poor man was out in virgin territory, with no past great authors to inspire him, to borrow from, or to learn from. Similarly, Sir Thomas Malory didn't have many previous novels to inspire him when he wrote La Morte d'Arthur, which was published in 1485. He also had a thing or two to learn about book titles. The one he'd come up with was the somewhat less catchy The Whole Book of King Arthur and of His Noble Knights of the Roundy Table. We writers today work in a golden age of a past to draw from as never before. For crime, we have such early past doyens as Charles Dickens, Conan Doyle, G.K. Chesterton, and Agatha Christie, and US ones such as Dashiell Hammett, Raymond Chandler, and Patricia Highsmith. For horror and the supernatural, M.R. James, Edgar Allan Poe, H.P. Lovecraft, and there are comparisons ad infinitum across all other genres. I was a bookworm from as far back into my childhood as I can remember, and there is a litany of authors who've inspired me. Those of you who have read my work widely will know that I've written, both in the past and now, across several different genres, starting with spy thrillers, then supernatural thrillers, psychological thrillers, science-based thrillers, but not sci-fi, and my Roy Grace crime thrillers.